Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Howdy. Did do.
Howdy. We got good wishes going out to our friend the Belcher.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We hope he feels better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want to thank him very much for getting off his sick bed.
Oh, did he do something for us?
He called the douchebag guy for us.
Very good.
Thank you, Belcher.
Good man.
And it should be along momentarily.
And you're on the air.
Douchebag.
Hello. Oh.
Hello. Hello. You're on the radio.
Oh. Damn, you caught me in the middle of making a burger at 2 o'clock in the morning. How do you like them apples?
A burger?
It's a veggie burger, so it doesn't really count.
I was afraid you were suggesting something else, and we were going to hear the flush.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing, Bob? I haven't called you in months and months. You sound
Bob douchebag.
Sound a little sleepy, but...
Well, I'm doing better keeping awake than some people I could talk about.
I guess you're looking around the room there, aren't you?
No, well, you know, there are people who have gone to sleep listening to my voice for years and years and years, and they're conditioned nod out as soon as they hear it. But it won't come from working in a garden.
No, not from working in a garden, definitely not. So along those lines, I had a hydroponics question. Have you ever grown anything hydroponically out of a douchebag? Whoopee!
Thank you.
Okay. that kind of puts the kibosh in the morning. I don't know. Should we take any other calls? We'll see.
I love him. I love them both.
Douchebag!
It was him again.
Another one. Dear.
And more douchebag. Yippee!
I've grown stuff hydroponically.
They're so laid back. You know, they are so laid back that nothing phases them.
Take that show on the road.
That's great.
Put that in a casino hotel. I'll go see it.
Bob douchebag.
And he's always, and he always takes his sweet time responding, you know.
Yeah. Well, baby, yes. Kibosh. I can't imagine anything more inappropriate.
Bob.
I love Bob.
All right, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Belcher. Let's start.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Young and old.
All of you.
Oh, no.
This may seem an unusual procedure.
Cecil.
Speaking to you before the picture begins.
Cecil B. DeMille, everybody.
But we have an unusual subject. The story of the birth of freedom.
That's right.
As many of you know.
This isn't Castle.
We turn to ancient historians, such as Philo
Cecil
and Josephus.
B. DeMille.
These historians had access to documents.
Cecil B. DeMille.
That's right.
Long
Cecil
since
DeMille.
Destroyed. Or perhaps lost, like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right. Scrolls.
The theme of this picture is whether men are to be ruled by God's law.
Who he?
Or whether they are to be ruled by the whims of a dictator like Ramesses. Are men the property of the state?
What?
State.
Or are they free souls under God?
Souls.
Who he?
This same battle continues throughout the world today. Our intention was not to create a story.
Yes.
But to be worthy of the divinely inspired story.
Shut up!
Created 3,000 years ago.
What? 3,000.
The story takes 3 hours and 39 minutes to unfold. Well,
so does the intro.
There will be an intermission.
Oh, no, there won't.
Thank you for your attention.
The Don and Mike Show.
Cecil.
Thank you.
Hello! B. DeMille.
No, he's not retarded.
Hello!
Hi there,
everybody.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey, Chris Hansen.
because you got a nice ass.
Tonight.
I know.
Beware of the backward step. It's a warning about your breath.
Ooh. Was there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Look at the size of his unit.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, come on now.
Looks like baby vomit.
Did you hear when Regis said hi to my brother Jim on his show today?
Really?
Jim Soss, I want to thank him very much for providing all of the workout equipment on the set.
Oh, he was so nice. He's friends with Regis.
There was really some guy named Jim Soss on the Regis show
today. Hey, thanks to Jim Soss. No, it's the store again.
Yeah.
Don't take this personally, but, I mean, you have no talent.
Okay.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Good. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We forgot. We forgot. Hi, Rob.
What makes a Nazi?
There
How
he
does
is.
He get that way?
Right. Paris Hilton.
Everybody can suck it.
Uh-huh. And our motto.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Right. And Matt the Pollock.
What glorious goo.
Right. And he looks like.
Looks like baby vomit.
Right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
It's a great show.
The show is great. The show is going to be.
Right.
Because you got a nice ass.
Thank you, Chris. Phone number we gave it a moment ago. 877-365-3636.
Oh, man, do I love that song.
No. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Greetings.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Yeah, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I heard that Rob A. left a turd in the urinal at the radio station last night. That's what the sports junkies were saying all over the place.
What? What? I got just a small part of that.
I believe that he's commenting on the fact that Rob was actually inside the WJFK main radio station mm-hmm. and apparently left some souvenirs behind in the bathroom.
Really?
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, he left souvenirs behind in the urinal.
That's true.
That is true. What's your name, sir?
My name's Nick.
Well, let me tell you something, Nick. When I'm on my way home, I always like to stop by the old studio, you know, just to check in. And the bathroom is great.
Did you use the handicap stall?
No. As he said, I used the urinal.
Oh, the urinal.
Because it doesn't require as much getting down and getting up.
Mm-hmm. I've used the JFK urinal.
You can lean against the urinal.
I've actually been on the motorcycle and really had to go and use the WJFK studios. One time pounding on the glass outside because my...
Your card didn't work.
My card didn't work over there. And what's the deal with that? How come our cards don't work over there?
Because their cards don't work over here.
Right. Ah, okay. Now you explained that rather quickly.
See, this card. This card even opens the back door at JFK.
Really?
I just want to say, yes, you rock.
What's that?
Something rocks. Anyway, Rob, why you got to go defecate over there or
in the
whatever,
urinal.
Or number one, whatever
no,
you
no,
did over there.
No, it was number two in the urinal, and it's great
why?
Because you
here.
Don't need to even bend your knees. You just lean back.
I got the mental picture.
Lean
all right.
Back.
Thank you.
And who doesn't want to do number one like that? Leaning back.
All I know is that we've not worked in that building for over a year now. We've got our own separate broadcast facility, and still when he goes there, I get instant messages and emails from people at who still work in the building saying, hey, Rob was here today.
Yep.
My God, what a mess he left in the bathroom.
Always. Well, you heard it. He likes to lean back.
I've been eating a lot of greens.
You deserve it. Well, your ass is feeling better.
Lean back.
Buzz, there is news about Michael Vick, isn't there?
What's the latest? I know. I hadn't heard.
There was an athlete, had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. And Mike Vick was his name.
No, seriously.
Uh-huh.
The latest, I'm surprised you don't have this, but this is the latest.
Okay.
That they're pretty much doing what we had predicted that they would do. Now the NFL and the Atlanta Falcons and the NFL Players Association
right.
are all urging Michael Vick to take a leave of absence.
Ah. So is that sort of a face-saving move, do you think?
Oh, no, that's
for the league?
They're just trying as hard as they can to say, hey, listen, dumbass, so that we don't have to say we're mm-hmm. kicking you out.
Right.
Why don't you just take a leave of absence, which was one of the things I think we had thrown out yesterday. So they're right. trying to make that thing right.
Well, the quotes that I've heard from him are, he doesn't seem to really be aware of his situation. I think he's still surrounded by his entourage. And it sounds like he doesn't get what's going on.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to see that they've come out, the NFL, and also that guy Arthur Blank, which means I can go to Home Depot this weekend.
All right.
And also the Players Association. Yeah, come on, Mike. Just Mike Vick, I'm talking to
right,
now.
Right.
Just step aside.
Yeah, I think it's the best thing for everybody. I really do.
Just step aside.
Have you softened at all on your position as far as whether you could see the guy ever saying anything or doing anything that would change your position on him?
Nope, unless they offer absolute rock-hard proof
that he wasn't really involved.
That he wasn't involved in the killing of dogs.
I can understand.
So
anyway,
I
really can.
That's the latest on him. Plus, we got that great song.
There was an athlete had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
Yeah.
And Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
I love that elementary school teacher piano in the
background. Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike. Reno loves you. How are you, dears?
Hello. What's happening? Hello. Hello, Reno. Go.
Reno, this is Gary and Reno.
Hi, Gary.
Dog fighting is bad, huh?
The dogs get hurt, right?
We're here with Tammy Faye.
Yes.
How many of you watched that last night?
I saw 8 seconds of it and turned it off.
Here's how it went.
Couldn't watch it.
Here's how it went in my house.
All right.
9 o'clock, I said to Jan, you want to see it? She said, okay. I turned it on. It was on. Now, she had seen it the night before with the promo.
Uh-huh. Right.
We watched it for about real time, 15 seconds, and she said, I can't take it. So we watched The Office.
Ah. Better.
Commercial comes on The Office. Mm-hmm. I said, do you want to? She said, yes.
Peak.
Yeah. We go back. And it was like that for the entire hour. We would go back and we would look just for a second and go like, oh, that's sad. Oh, my God. Oh, why is she wearing so much makeup? Oh, God. Look. Oh, God. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
But then it would be like 10 minutes later. You think she's still on? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a split screen or do you think it's just her this time?
You got to look.
It's the whole thing. It's the car wreck mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to get a look.
Jesus
everybody
Christ.
Wants to peek.
Hideous, really, really hideous and sad. And
I'll tell you what it tells me. It tells me that if I ever get something like that, I swear to God, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna go out having fun. Well, really?
Oh yeah,
absolutely. And then maybe like the sleeping pills.
I don't know how much money it would require. I'm not a wealthy man, but I would put all of my money at this point into however long it went into production. The Tammy Faye Messner reality series.
Oh, God.
That follows her all the way.
You think you could make it a real winner? Well, they've had that type of thing on, and I don't, you want to talk about depressing.
You know the name Survivor is taken, right?
I've already got the name.
What would you call it?
Sponge Bath.
Oh!
Right, has anybody, I don't know about the big casino that much, does anybody ever come back from that point? I mean, is it possible?
No, from where she is, no.
No,
but the good news, she's down to a size zero.
Wow.
Yeah, it's in her lungs,
oh,
which
boy.
Is bad.
Awful. Yeah, not good.
It hurts,
Not good, right? Larry, you know what's fascinating about Larry King?
What, dear?
He gets these great pulls, but he still looks bored.
Well, apparently.
He still looks like he's going to fall asleep.
You got cancer, right?
Wow.
She came to him on this one.
Oh, I see.
Cancer's bad, right?
He seems to like her, though.
I'm bored because I'm here with Tammy Faye.
No, you know who he was bored with? Mark Consuelos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was boredom, Larry. Larry, yeah. We got a call for you. It's Kelly. Yeah.
Kelly C.
Kelly C. Ripper. And tomorrow night, Tammy Faye.
Don't forget she's hideous, so look at this still of her. Now, watch tomorrow.
How you doing, dear?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Are you sad?
Cancer makes you sad, right?
Survivor.
Hello? Turn down the radio. Oh,
the shoot thump sounded like the beginning of a Fog Hat song.
Hello?
Yes.
Slow Ride.
Thank you.
Take it easy. This guy is just not going to pay attention.
No.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Where is Underdog when you need him?
I would like to find the guy that came up with the idea for the live action underdog movie starring Jim Belushi.
Congratulate him.
And I would like to transfer the cancer from Tammy Faye Mesner immediately to him.
You know, in certain circles in the broadcasting industry, Don, I've been known to do just occasionally over the years one or two impressions. I'd like to request to do my underdog impression right
Please
now.
Do. Please do. Ladies and gentlemen, talented ape, aper, mimic Mike O'Mara.
Turning around.
Turns around, the way does the do. Whole thing.
When Polly calls, I am not slow. It's hip, 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 and away I go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great Wally Cox.
Thank you so much.
Great Wally Cox.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah, so I saw the ad, I don't know when it was, like a month ago, where it said, you know, they start with the cartoon. They fool you because they start with the animation of Underdog.
Right.
And then you realize that it's like one of those stupid Benji movies where they're going to put peanut butter in the dog's mouth and put a cape on him, and then it's Jim Belushi.
Well, they do CGI now, so they don't use the peanut butter anymore. Like Mr. Ed when they used peanut butter and wire.
I like to think they still use peanut butter, though, Mike.
Wouldn't it be great if they did?
Even though I'm all for the I'm against the cruelty of animals.
It, yeah.
I like to think to get them to talk, you put peanut butter in mouth, at least that's when they have to talk on TV.
In the case of Lancelot Link, simply a piece of chewing gum. a good piece of, a big wad of chewing gum would actually last for the entire taping.
You know what, you're absolutely right. Ed, that was cruel with Ed.
That I read that, and I don't know whether they did that or not. Didn't they do something with peanut butter
didn't
and wire?
Didn't we have
wire?
That guy Wilbur on the show? We had Wilbur on the show, and he's the guy. He's the guy that told us, that confirmed the fact that, it was peanut butter with, I think, fishing wire.
And I think Alan Young might be making beds for Tammy Faye Mesner right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Sadly, he's gone.
They look the same.
Hot. He looks better.
You can let's say get a shovel and let's have a contest.
Uh-huh. Was gum the technique in Lancelot Link? Because it always did look like they were chewing something. You know,
That was the show where they would dress up monkeys. God, we loved that show when we were kids.
A classic. And I think you can still find it on DVD.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, here's a question to start today's show. Joe Ardinger, come here, please.
Excellent.
Joe. Would you come here for a moment? What is that? John, what's happening?
He's screening a call right now. Here he comes.
Updating the Michael Vick story. Apparently, he's been urged to take a leave of absence, but the deal hasn't been sealed yet. In fact, according to the NFL proposal, both the Falcons and Michael Vick have to sign off on it first. Mainly, it's just to accommodate his trial time.
That's what I heard, they had asked him to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here is Joe.
Michael Vick would be good if they made a sequel to Underdog. He could be in that. He could be the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He would be.
Hi, Joe.
Hi,
how are you?
Friday.
Hi, Friday Joe.
Friday Joe.
So, Hopped up on Red Bull. And
what's that beverage, that knockoff beverage you've been enjoying?
What is it called? Mountain?
Mountain Frenzy?
No, Mountain.
I don't know, Joe.
Johnny, what's it say?
It's amazing.
That?
I'm not drinking it.
Mountain Stream.
He's mentally retarded.
We're checking
the background. No, he's not retarded.
Mountain Fever?
He's mentally retarded.
No, he's not retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
No, he's not retarded.
I don't know.
Joe. Okay.
Mountain something.
John Norman is pantomiming back there.
He doesn't know
the answer.
What, John? What?
Mountain Breeze.
Mountain Breeze. I thought it was more energetic.
Uh-huh.
John shoots me an email today that says, I don't know what Joe's problem is.
Huh.
Well, I don't know what Joe's major malfunction is. That Joe really hates Matt the Pollock, wrote in the email that he thinks Matt the Pollock talks too much.
Mm-hmm.
And now while I agree, we've featured him prominently in the last 6 or 7 weeks on the show, only because it's been so long since we've had fresh meat to play with.
True.
And we're fond of the boy. We're fond of him. Joe, you want to put duct tape over his mouth.
And throw him into a bag with leopards and throw him into the river.
No, he really does want to just duct tape his mouth, like not for a bit.
Oh, you mean duct tape his mouth just so he won't talk.
Right.
Joe wants his mouth duct taped here at work, seriously.
Do you want to know how I feel about that?
Well, I know that you say thumbs up.
No, see, I don't know whether Matt the Pole knows that I like him. I like the
Joe?
Kid.
Yes.
Here's the question, because John phrased it to me in such a way, I think he was wanting me to ask, do you have true disdain for Matt, or is this just your general hatred of all interns?
It's the intern thing has worn out on me.
Mm-hmm. I see.
As far as he's done, let's sign his papers, give it an A+.
Graduated, move him on.
There was a great moment before the show today when Matt made some clever aside, and Joe said, do you think you could walk to Gaithersburg and back? And they just want him out of the room. Uh-huh. You know,
no,
a,
it was something about a quiz, and he was chattering away benignly again. And I said, I've got a quiz for you. Can you jog to Gaithersburg and back before the end of the show? All
right, has he pestered you?
No. No,
he has not pestered me.
Really? How so?
He has invaded my space more than any other intern has ever invaded my space. And he doesn't just come into a room. You've seen him like when we've been on the air and he'll bring like a piece of paper over to Rob or something. He's noticeable when that door opens.
I like him, but he's a pest. Kramer. I like him when he's out trying to find, you know, the Evel Knievel commemorative Snickers bar. I'm tired of him being in the back room chit-chatting and commenting while John and Rob and I are, you know, trying to gel things.
You're his more or less his direct supervisor.
Yes.
Why did you just handle it?
Mentor.
You're like the line cook at McDonald's.
As a matter of fact, how do you plan to handle it?
In this case, I'm Ray Kroc. Mm-hmm. And you're the line cook at McDonald's telling me that some guy that puts pickles on a hamburger is a pain in the ass. Handle it, boy. Handle it.
How do you choose to handle it?
Just give me the papers. We'll sign them off and
you
ship
want him. To send him
oh,
out.
You want to get rid of him?
Yeah.
Or he can sit in Leo Donahoe's office.
That's
a punishment.
That's a little closet where fire equipment goes. We don't want to put him there.
It's too short for that.
I don't want to.
Perhaps he could sit on the front steps. And then when we go out there during break, he could come in here.
Joe, let me just be devil's advocate for a moment. While you're probably right that he's a pain in the ass, mm-hmm. there would be, I'm guessing if we opened this up to the great unwashed out there, there would be as large a percentage of people who dislike you as dislike Matt the Polar.
It's not a dislike. It's my tolerance of interns, and it's
it's kind of a
unfortunate.
It's kind of a TS for you. I'm sorry that slipped out. It's TS for you. I mean, you're the lowest rung on the ladder here.
But as you mentioned before, he is Matt the intern's
direct supervisor. Yes,
so he can order him to do whatever he wants. I like the duct tape idea.
Yeah.
Just put a little piece of duct tape on his mouth.
If you want to, go ahead.
And when we need him to speak, we peel it back.
How fast?
Well, I don't even want him on the show today. He's been on the show a lot recently.
There's really no need.
So just let him do his behind
the scenes work.
I banished
him from Cancer Corner yesterday.
Just to be clear, he's done a great job. He sat in that filth the other day. He's been tied up around a tree.
Yeah. Well, then just duct tape if his voice bothers you. Just duct tape his mouth and do it behind the scenes.
And this is from me, forbid him from coming out during the commercial breaks, because I just don't like him out there then.
Gotcha.
All right, just handle it, please, Joe.
Do we have any duct tape? I may have to send him out to get some.
Well, that's the beauty of being you. Order him to go. That's like ordering, saying you're going to execute a guy and then sending him out to get the gun himself.
Let me check engineering.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Have him check.
Bye-bye. These are the problems we have.
Well, we haven't had an intern in a while, and he's stirring things up a little bit.
Sure is.
Monty's okay.
I like the kid. I do, but he is a pest.
Monty doesn't talk too much.
No.
No, he doesn't. Hey, how are you?
He's up there.
May I compliment your shirt that you're wearing today?
Thank you very much, Mike.
I would like to tell you that shirt is like a Caribbean vacation.
Or is it Caribbean?
I can't stop looking at it. I want one for me. I love that color.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What is up?
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hi. I just want to thank you so much for all the things you've been doing.
Well, of course, you're talking about our incredible behind-the-scenes charity work that we...
Right.
Please stop. Please stop right there.
Him.
Stop right there. Mike and I are on the next flight to... where's that awful place that starts with a D?
Darfur.
That's where we're going this weekend.
And really, please, don't mention any of our foundations, because if you do that... You know, then the word will get out, and we'll be very uncomfortable.
We're going out there this weekend. It's our big gummy bear weekend.
Very, very exciting.
We fly over distressed areas, and we toss down single-serving packs of gummy bears with American propaganda in them.
Very rarely do the bags split open, only like 1 out of 20. So, you know, our track record is very, very good.
And excuse me, they're pliable plastic gummy bears. As it turns out, gummy bears is a registered term.
We tried the same thing last year with boiled eggs, and it didn't work out that well. You know, I mean, some people were able to enjoy the eggs with the dirt in them, but by and large, that didn't work out too well.
And once we get them all fed, we're going to get our rambling raft race going over there.
That's right. And the funny thing is, there's a drought over there right now, so it's difficult to get the rambling raft race.
Well, that's the problem, Mike.
Right.
That's the problem. That's why we've devoted our weekend to that. But unlike that tool, George Clooney, you won't see us on Entertainment Tonight talking about it.
And like anything we do, after we do the airdrop, after we get everybody fed, it's always
four-wheeling. They love always that. A lot of four-wheeling.
Kids love that.
You know what I love most about it is it reminds me of the movie Sahara. I keep saying, where is Matthew McConaughey?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that guy, Steve Zahn?
Let me tell you something. Nobody tackles a dune like you do. When you got all four wheels in the air last year, that was something special.
Four-wheeling is great.
Oh, I enjoy it so much.
You know, you might say it's disheartening when you're over there and you're racing in your big dune buggy ATV and you're wasting gasoline as you're driving past starving people.
Mm-hmm.
But then you say, I'm sorry you missed the plastic bears that we gave away.
The Goomy Bears. The lovely Goomy Bears. And, of course, 2 years ago, another failed attempt when we were going to kind of jog the economy by flying over and dumping out sheets of paper and Elmer's glue, thinking that they could make their own sandpaper.
A lot of kids were injured.
That we thought that really, I mean, well, the idea was hatched that you drop the paper and the glue,
right,
and you've got the sand, you could be the world's largest exporter of sandpaper.
Right. No, we didn't know that's not how you make sandpaper.
No, it's a totally different process.
Paper, you don't take paper and Elmer's glue and then put sand on it.
No.
We thought it would like be the simplest, like a kindergarten project.
Yeah, there seems to be some sort of process.
We thought they could make like macaroni art and everything at the
like
same
that.
Time.
We used a lot of paper, too. It looked like confetti from a distance.
They kept eating the macaroni instead of making the art.
Very frustrating. But you know, the thing is we try, and some of the ideas don't work out.
But no matter where you go in this disparaged country, you'll see on trees everywhere, on where there's an electrical pole, what you will see is our publicity pictures.
Yes.
They love you.
We've airdropped nearly 10,000 full-color publicity photos.
Yes, we are very proud of those publicity photos.
All of them
photos.
Signed by Rob. We wish you all our very best.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, no feedback so far on the gummy bears. We got terrible feedback on the sandpaper and on the boiled eggs.
Yeah.
But they love our pictures.
They love
them. We are, you know, we can't even walk 2 feet in that country without being accosted. It's delightful.
We're the Beckham.
Yep.
That's We're right. the Beckham up over there.
Right. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Bend it like Don and Mike.
We just can't go anywhere. It's truly a special thing.
It really is.
I'll tell you why that's funny. That's funny because really the only charity that Mike and I really care about is called making sure we have enough food and toilet paper to get us through the weekend.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
About it.
Mike, do you think Body by Jake was mad that we stole his signature line when we'd see the people over there? Because everybody that would walk up, we'd go, don't quit.
Don't quit. And we took a lot of our cues from when Simon Cowell went over to Africa with American Idol.
Right.
Remember as he walked around, he had his cell phone and he had his bottle of water. And at the time we said, oh, you know, what a callous jerk. Well, hey, listen, you try going to a third world country that's got all kinds of problems and you're a high profile DJ and you're telling me you can't have. Is it too much trouble to have a little chilled Evian?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's a basic
element. I mean, we are working constantly. It's not like our work overseas. It's when we get back here, we're spearheading the Save the Snails effort that people don't hear about. You know, you hear about all the endangered species. You do not hear about the snails because they're little, they're small, they move slow, and people don't care.
That's right.
You can crush them with your feet if you walk over them, but people just don't care about it. But we're doing very, very well with that. It's a slow start. We've got about, how much do we have in the account so far?
Snails
as far as, $44? $44.
Well, the problem is that when we need supplies, we have to dig into the treasure chest.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, at one point, we had $444 there.
Well, gas is expensive, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. It was time for a fill-up.
You know what I'm saying? It costs like $80 to fill up our car with gas, for God's
but
sake.
But it is nice to be acknowledged by a listener once in a while who calls and thanks us for the good work we do.
It is.
All of our charity work.
You're here.
And right. I can't tell you how many wishes we've made come true over the years.
Right. Paintbrushes for Tots was a very successful campaign that we did. Not the artist paintbrushes, regular house paint.
So they could do some work.
Well, as Don said during one of his one of your talks, I forgot where it was. I was in the audience when you said the world needs house painters.
Yep.
It's a takeoff on the world needs ditch diggers.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's a way of elevating, you know.
Make them feel better.
I got a way. Sure. I got a way. Of lifting people's spirits.
Sure do.
Those kids clamor for those paintbrushes, though, don't they?
And, oh, boy, did I love it last weekend. I don't know what country we were in, but wherever it was, a very impoverished country. And I was playing with the kids, and here's what I was doing.
What were you doing?
What?
Well, you remember, Mike. I got it right here.
Oh, that's right.
The delightful squeals.
I got the iPhone,
oh.
And what I did was I went to the Internet, and I downloaded a picture of water. And I walked around, and I was like the magic man going, ooh, who wants to drink the water?
Uh-huh.
And then we would just laugh and laugh when they would realize that it was an iPhone. It was just a picture of water.
Yeah. Right, right. And don't let's not shortchange our buddy over here. You know, Buzz? Mr. Buzz Burbank and his weed for the needy, which is, boy.
People have problems, Mike.
You want to talk about bringing people out of their despair.
All right, you got me. I'm the practical joker in the gang.
Mm-hmm.
I love going over, and when we're handing out the food rations, I like making every 10th box empty.
Yeah.
That's just me, because I want to see what they say when they come back.
Kind of variation on that Spider-Man thing you were talking about yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
A no prize.
Yeah.
You should see the faces.
Yeah.
And they come back and they go, where's my food? And I go, oh, see?
Uh-huh.
And then a little laugh. And then we pour a little gruel in there, and boy, they're happy.
Oh, absolutely.
They're happy.
Everybody gets a little something.
That's right.
And we're working on getting written transcripts of our show
mm-hmm.
to be, again, airlifted and dropped into all of these areas.
Because, you know, it's a part of the country that does not see novels or you know, a lot of good nonfiction. So we just send them transcripts with, once again, on the front, our publicity pictures.
Signed by Rob.
Yeah.
And our publicity pictures, but we're in those outfits. I forgot what they call them.
Dashiki,
yes, that's right. Right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up, man?
Rob just came up with a great name for our brand new campaign there. Pickles for cripples.
Pickles.
Well, and again, everything is thrown.
Who doesn't like a nice crispy pickle?
Think of Apocalypse Now when they're riding over. We ride in military helicopters very low over the areas and just open up jars of pickles and just pour them down on people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's going to go very well. Lots of things, you know. We're actually trying to consolidate to have one giant foundation so that we can, you know, do all the good works under one umbrella. It's very difficult when you've got all these different foundations and you're really tough to keep track of them.
The next thing that I am working on, my next serious pet project, which you won't hear us discuss on the radio,
not at all. Mm-hmm.
Is eliminating the line at Starbucks.
Yes, yes. So many people, you worked out the statistics on this, that actually waiting in line at Starbucks takes years off people's lives.
And I found for the cost of what it's costing me, to feed a child in one of these countries, I could have a venti grande mocha every day of the week.
Amen.
For the amount of money that I'm paying to feed a kid in a starving country, I could have the biggest Starbucks every single day.
How does that apply to the line, though? I don't understand that. Are you saying you're pulling your money out of the feeding the children and having your Starbucks coffee? Because they always do mention a cup of coffee.
That's why I said it's kind of, Mike, it was kind of a kind of a joke.
A joke?
What?
Kind of a joke.
You mean we've been kidding?
Which part?
None of it, Buzz.
Oh.
All of it. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I know what Michael Vick did was wrong. I think everyone knows that, and that's all cool and fine. My biggest problem with, I think, just people in general is you take something like this, and all of a sudden you just grab it and run with it like it's never happened before. It's like this has been going on for years.
Dude, I think we had this discussion yesterday and the day before. Many of us, perhaps we don't come from an area as rich with cultural events as you, but we never heard of dogs fighting to the death and then the losing.
I think the majority of Americans have not heard of dog fighting.
And
I
then
really
the losing dogs being killed and electrocuted.
Well, I think that the American people should know that, you know, hey, this has been going on for a long time.
Well,
and, you know, I'm curious, because we hear the dog fighting, and we fear that it manifests itself, like, in the backyard, and sometimes as big as coming into a warehouse, and they'll have these things going on with 40, 50 people watching, varying degrees of this. But what I couldn't believe was that the dogs that are not qualified for fighting, that they would be executed, that they would execute
cruel.
These dogs.
Exactly.
I mean, does that happen in all these dog fighting rings?
I know of guys that used to hang their dogs with their own chains.
All right, dude. Oh. Now, listen, don't you understand? Even if America doesn't know about this, the fact that we know about it now, the fact that you're calling now, sickens my stomach.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think the American people need to know that this used to happen in wide open streets. It wasn't like treated as any big deal until recently.
Well, you know, you're right about that. You know, this stuff has been under the radar, and the fact is people haven't paid attention to it, but there's nothing wrong with making a big deal about it now that everybody knows it. Now that because of a star NFL quarterback,
absolutely.
It's on the radar. Well, let's make a big deal of it.
Why not?
Good reason to.
I mean, if I'm not wrong, even though you went to one of these things, I'm getting the feeling from you that you didn't think it was cool to be killing dogs.
No, that wasn't the case at all. I've actually never been to a fight myself, but I know people that have been. I've heard many stories of it.
It's amazingly, I mean, it really is to me amazingly barbaric that people for entertainment would watch dogs kill each other. And then even worse is the fact that if the dogs aren't qualified to fight, that they just hang them.
And we can't condone it just because we didn't know that it wasn't happening. And now that we know that it's happening, we want to do something about it.
Right. Absolutely not.
Outrage is good.
All right, you know, and the people that say, hey, you know, what about the people that are, you know, dying here and dying there?
Yeah, I think we just covered that.
Yeah, we're doing our good
work.
You're doing everything you can.
Thank you.
What's that coffee that you ordered again? What is the one you like?
The Vendi Grande Mocha with, and I always pull this, incidentally, it's always what fat people do when you go to Starbucks.
What?
I'll get the Grande Mocha with peppermint. Skim milk, please.
That's like having the double quarter pounder with French fries and a Diet Coke.
And a Diet Coke. Thank you.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I just want to thank you for your generous contributions to Starve Sacramento Now.
Starve Sacramento.
That was one of our charities that went public.
Yeah, and you know, and I hope that you appreciated the quote. Sure, they can't all be home runs.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I think everyone in Atlanta should take their number 7 jersey and turn it into a dog sweater. And then when Michael Vick goes out on the town, every dog in town will be wearing number 7.
There was an athlete had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
Oh.
And Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
There it is.
Kevin Federline.
And that's a brilliant idea.
He rocks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don. This is Dan. I'm a relatively new listener here.
Hey, it's Dan the Man, everybody.
Hello, Dan.
Hey.
Dan the Man.
How are you, Dan?
Dan the Man with the plan.
Hey,
are you a friend of Stan? Are you in the band?
San Fran Dan.
Dan can.
What's happening, Dan?
Hey, this is a dog fighting.
Danny. Thing.
Yes, it is.
Danny, would you like to mow my lawn?
Are you my friend, Daddy?
Danny.
Daddy, would you like a fresco, Daddy? Mr. Scholar.
Call me Danny,
Mr.
boy.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
Danny.
Daddy.
You do drugs, Danny?
Huh? I hope not. I'm driving.
That's a yes.
Dandy Don. What can we Dan? Dandy Dan. Dandy Dan. What's up?
Hey, you do realize that they've been doing dog fights like that in Asia and Europe for decades?
No, really? I did not know that.
Again, we are very uneducated.
I heard that that the dog is certainly not treasured in Asian cultures. Basically, you know, you've heard of dogs being killed for food. Right. I didn't know that they did the dog fights over there.
You know what I would say really to all
well,
of
yeah,
you?
Well, yeah, that's where the dog food comes from.
You know what
I
would
say?
You know, I'd say to all of you people who are calling us, say, didn't you know that this has been going on for so long? Shame on you people.
And why is that?
You're the ones that knew it was going on.
And why is there a tone of justification in all these calls? Mm-hmm. You know, what makes it, just because we didn't know what was going on, what makes the crime any less heinous? That's what I don't understand with these calls going, hey, this has been going on for years. Oh, in that case, that's fine. Let them off the hook.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, the dog fighting has been going on for so long. Even I've been around here about for 20 years, over 20 years, from New York to here, Virginia. When I was growing up in the backyards, the brothers and the white boys used to bring out the dogs.
Well, then you know what? You're an animal. Then you're an animal, and I don't want to talk to you. If you went to one of those dog fights, you're a worthless human being.
I was a kid.
I don't care. Jesus Christ. Then it's like I said with Michael Vick's mother. Then shame on your parents.
It doesn't justify it just because it's been around for years. Man, this is really, I'll tell you, I'm frankly very surprised at the number of phone calls we're getting that say, hey, this has been around for so long. I usually feel like, I certainly read and watch the news. I feel pretty plugged in. I feel like I've missed a big, how prevalent is this? Is it all up and down the East Coast?
I believe that you got to have no matter what color your skin, Mike.
That's right.
You must have a very red neck.
Right.
You know, I'm going to take it one step.
That's the feeling I get with this thing, that it's a big neck.
Well, I think
thing.
It's inner city, too. I think it's the hood.
Every state.
I think
yeah.
it's the hood, too.
But I think that
well.
I think it started in the deep south.
Right, right.
And
right.
has worked
but
its
you know,
way.
I'd even cut a slack burger if you got two dogs, you know, hey, my dog, you know, and then, you pull them apart and declare one a winner. That's even different. But no, this is murdering animals. This is murdering animals.
Yeah, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is Trevor. I'm calling about the whole dog fight deal. I think that, so we got in a few dog fights. I mean,
what not?
Do what?
Go ahead.
What not?
Do what?
Go ahead, Trevor.
What not?
Yeah, he got in a few dog fights. I think, what's next? Take his freedom? I mean, it's
what
freedom.
Not?
It's what?
Listen, I'll say again.
What not?
Guys like you, seriously, come out in my stool. If you are saying that you're okay with killing dogs, you can go straight to hell.
How many dogs were in the indictment? 17?
I mean, what about the, I mean, what's next? Are you getting in trouble for shooting deer, hunting and stuff?
How can you possibly equate the same thing? Although, if you don't need the meat, you know, a lot of people can make an argument against
but
that,
here,
too.
But here's the difference.
Well, yeah, but
Mike, here's the difference, and we all know it. We don't have deer in our homes as personal pets.
Right. Family members.
And it really comes down to if you have a soul or not.
Right. But how can you compare legitimate hunting, legal hunting for sport, to murdering? Wait. Can I ask my question? How do you compare the two? How do you compare hunting to murdering dogs?
Well, it's not murder. It's just a dog. I mean,
it is murder.
You know what? You're an ass. Go to hell. I hope you die. I swear to God, I hope you die, and I hope a dog eats your nuts.
You're just a clueless.
I hope you get eaten by a bunch of these fighting dogs that you're talking about. Seriously, you make me want to throw up. I swear to God.
It's a whole underground deal. Everybody.
I hope you're underground. I hope you're underground and a dog chews on your balls.
We start eliminating unintelligent animals. You're next.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. I swear to God. What is wrong with you? Why don't we just have babies fight? Why don't we just have babies fight?
Do what?
Why don't we have newborn babies fight?
To the death.
And then when the baby loses, we can kill the baby and electrocute the baby. What's wrong with that?
Why don't you think about being a human being? Seriously.
How would you feel about baby fighting?
Babies can't fight.
Neither can dogs. But what if you train the babies to fight?
Do you own a dog, sir?
A dog?
Do you own a dog? Please try to listen. I know it's hard. Do you own a dog? Not a difficult question.
No, my mom don't let me have a dog. She doesn't mess it up her flowers.
Do you live with mom?
Yes.
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
Our sympathies.
What not?
To the neighborhood.
Right. I urge you to join the Army today before we pull out of Iraq.
The Army?
Yeah, I want you to go over and I want you to sign up to be in the special HSD. That's the Human Shield Division.
You know, the whatnot confusion.
I was at a recruiting office last night.
What not?
Please sign up and urge to go to the front right away and tell them you don't need the body armor.
Now, today.
And tell them you don't even need a gun. Tell them all you need.
You're the human mind detector.
All you need is your good stories about dog killing. Maybe you could go over to Iraq or Afghanistan and kill some people instead of killing dogs.
Well, that would be much better.
That would be better. And maybe you'd get shot in the head.
Do what?
Maybe you'd get shot in the head.
What?
Well.
What?
And then maybe a dog would come up and sniff your butt and take a big dookie right on your face.
He might.
Yeah.
It could happen.
What not?
So you want to tell us again how good dog fighting is?
Do what? What's that?
Do you want to tell us again how good dog fighting is, or do you just want to give up?
Give up on what?
Give up on this phone call. Really? Seriously?
What are you trying to process now, sir? What are you trying to figure out?
I don't know.
I didn't think you did. That's a good answer.
And it's just...
You didn't think what?
You're a flatliner, buddy. You are a total flatliner.
What not?
The next thing you know, they're going to outlaw setting cats on fire.
There was no brain activity there at all. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. There was none.
There goes
zero,
freedom.
Z, nada, niente.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike?
Hi there.
Paul from D.C. I'm going to keepily agree with you on Don, man. It's like, seriously, I was dog burning around for like 1,000 years. Well, slaves been around. Hell, it's still around in some places. Doesn't mean that it's all right.
All right, that's a point as well.
I agree with him.
Yeah, and I just don't understand. We get so many calls where people say, hey, it's been around for a long time, and that makes it right. It's very strange to get those calls.
Separate water fountains were around for a long time.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Just got a question. First off, I own a pit bull and it's the nicest dog in the world.
Good for you.
And I totally agree with you. Just one question. I want your opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think the difference is between, say, greyhounds raised for racing and then killed off after they can't race?
There's not
race
a big
anymore.
Difference. I don't think there's a big difference.
I would have to agree with you. If those dogs are bred just to race and when they're
highly abused animals.
When they're no good, they're shot. You're right. That's something that should be brought to people's attention
It's been well documented and known for a while, the greyhound racing. And
that's a good point.
That is a good point.
That's why I don't ride their buses.
Way to go, Dad.
That's why I was almost late to work today. I had to take the goddamn Washington, D.C. Metro bus.
I must confess, though, I have been to a dog track, and it is true that you do bet a lot if you see the dog drop a deuce before the race starts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, sure,
hi,
it's
Don
physics,
Mike.
Mike.
I just caught some of the segment about everyone calling in saying how dog fighting's been around for years.
Right.
Am I the only listener that thinks this is completely ridiculous, that this is heinous? I mean,
no.
How can you compare all this crap to dog fighting? Like, one guy called in and saying it's like, what's next, take away hunting? I don't see how you can even freaking compare that to hunting.
And I know a lot of hunters, and that's an insult
right.
to hunters. That really is. And I'm sorry to say, you know, when I said a moment ago, you know, that you're still killing an animal, not for food. No. You know, hunting for sport, it's a different story.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Good deal. Hey, just calling on that on the dog.
It's a good deal.
Good deal.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal on a good Friday.
Well, hey, doesn't it bother you guys? I mean, you know, I'm a dog lover like everybody else, but the fact that our society allows them to kill off, what do they kill, 3-4 million dogs a year in the Humane Society, it seems like we ought to be doing something about that, too.
Oh, my God. You know, why don't you join us for our weekend trip to
Darfur,
and help drop some publicity pictures.
You're talking about a totally different issue.
That's one
you're
thing
talking
at a time.
About, you know, you're controlling the pet population, and unfortunately, because pets breed, that has to be. But they're euthanized,
like,
and they're done, and it's done in as humane a way as possible.
Yeah, but doesn't that suck too?
But why don't we worry about people killing dogs who are doing it for fun first?
Let's get that next.
Before we worry about you're like number 7 on the list.
Putting a dog to sleep is a very sad thing, and when a dog isn't claimed at the SPCA, Humane Society does that. But I cannot put it in the same category taking a concrete block and crushing a dog's skull because he can't fight.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how's
Hi.
It going?
What's happening?
Hey, I know that you guys live this, like, extremely sheltered life and all, but,
yes, extremely
sheltered. Rape has been around for a long time, and I don't see the big problem with that.
What has been around for a long time?
Rape has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought we'd laugh at that, right, because we play that tape.
No, I'm just getting sick and tired of these a-holes calling up saying that this has been around for the longest time. And
yeah, I know. Well, it annoys us, too. It does. I understand your point.
That would have been a much easier set on your part if you didn't bring the whole rape thing into
just
it.
Just say that. But he was trying to throw his little attempt at comedy.
Yeah,
and really, as far as that word is concerned, leave that in the hands of professionals, right. Please.
Like us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, too bad your mother was raped.
Because I'll tell you,
bad your mother was raped and you were born.
Oh, dear. I'm
sorry that
well,
that
look
happened.
At me. Now, I am not proud of laughing at that. That was amazing because when he said that, the crickets actually came into the studio and just stopped. They didn't even make sense.
They were quiet.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
how
buddy.
Are you today?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, Mike made an excellent point yesterday when he said that this is the end of the Roman Empire because as soon as you start to accept and endorse blood sport, mm-hmm. I mean, it just spirals out of control. And I can't understand where this moral dilemma comes in, where people think that, oh, it's okay, and, well, cockfighting is okay. And
well, you know, not to be devil's advocate, part of it is okay because what's our hottest sport right now?
Ultimate fighting.
UFC, mixed martial arts.
And I plead guilty on that one.
And me too, but here's the difference. You're talking about sentient beings who have willpower and free will. They choose to go in the ring and bash each other's heads
That's
in.
That's different. And it does make me realize that all of us, and we have to be aware of this, we are all animals, too. We are really all animals. And I mean, some of us can control things, other people can't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I can clean myself with my hands.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I can use tools.
Hello.
How are you?
I have opposable thumbs. Hello.
My feet are webbed.
Show off.
Well, this is, once again, here we are in a competition again. We're just talking about all our superhero characteristics.
I've got moles covering my back.
I can fly with my skin tags.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
What's up, honey?
Hey, you know what I think we should do with all these wonderful dog fighters?
What?
Is that we should take a knife and put little cuts all over their body and then throw them in the ring with the dog and let them fight it out.
Okay.
All little right. Tiny
Thanks.
Cuts.
A lot of people feel that
Thank
way. Thank you.
Little paper cuts.
You're a very scary woman.
Bye-bye. Let's take one more call and then we'll do something else. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, man, I'm going to change the subject right fast. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Man, has it seemed like the longest offseason for football ever?
Dude, hey, listen, my friend, I want to tell you something. It is right around the goddamn corner. I want you to know that we are less than 3 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game.
I it's a good question, though. Does it seem like it's been a long wait for you?
No,
it seems like it's come quicker.
No, it's come right at the right time.
Good.
Absolutely. They go to training camp. My God, Steelers go to training camp on Monday. You got a game on like in 2 weeks? Oh, come on.
You got your tickets this year again?
Yeah.
Can we do one? I'm asking again. I always say, I'm first. I wanted to be first in line.
Of course.
We didn't get a chance to do it last year, but I'd like to do it this year.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right,
come on. There's reason.
1 o'clocker.
There is reason to live. Reason to live. Football's
soon.
Coming back.
Soon.
Yes, sir. Hell to the Redskins.
Well, all right. Let's not get crazy. See you later. Bye-bye.
See you at Six Flags.
Bye-bye.
Yay.
Okay. This is all about dog fighting. Yeah. Every one of these calls.
Hey, people, surprised. This has really struck a chord in the nation. Fun. People are crazy about this.
Should we take any more calls about this at all?
It's just, the problem is, it's like, you know, it borders on one of those huge news stories when it's all anybody wants to talk about. Mm-hmm. I mean, people really are kind of, it's dogs. It's Americans and dogs. People and there's a little bond there, and that's just the way it is.
All right, well, why don't we just break, and we'll come back and see what happens.
Yeah, very
we'll
good.
Let Joe do what he does best, which is hang up on everyone that's already waiting to talk, and we'll see what's happening when we come right back. Joe, did you, incidentally, Joe?
Yeah.
Did you duct tape that kid's mouth?
We didn't have any, and he won't go buy some.
Well, you're an awful manager, then. You're his boss. Order him to go buy some.
Go buy some.
Eat me.
Well, now I think he should be hung or electrocuted or hit with a brick.
Anybody got a pit bull?
All right. Bye. Hey, Joe, don't bitch about him if you don't want to do something about it.
Right.
I'm going to send him home in the break.
I'm going to send him home.
That's counterproductive.
That's funny.
What?
Make him rest up because on Monday we're going to have him fight Montgomery.
Fighting interns.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour, still the best value of the summer. I do not dare deny the basic peace of time. Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations. Charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live.